you have your Bibles, open up with me to Psalm 63. Let us pray. Father, we praise you. We thank you for your word. It is a lamp to our feet, a lamp to our feet, a light unto our path. We thank you, God, that you show us the way of righteousness. We thank you, God, you help us to keep our eyes looking right ahead. You help us to keep our feet on that path, straying neither to the left nor the right. For your glory, Father God, and our benefit, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, Psalm 63, a psalm of David. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings I will rejoice. God must have wanted me to read that one again. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Hallelujah. I love that psalm, Praise the Lord. I've been wanting to share this one for a while, both at the nursing home and here, but it's funny because last time I spoke here, I believe I did 62 instead of 63. God changed it up. And then when I was going to share it at the nursing home, he had me do Psalm 67 instead. But I thank the Lord for his word. I thank the Lord for his psalms. I find a lot of comfort in them and instruction. David learned a lot. David went through a lot of hard times, and he was having a hard time in the moments when he wrote this because he was in the wilderness of Judah at the time. And so he says, God, you are my God. Early will I seek thee. Sometimes I do get hungry for the Lord. Maybe I've just feasted on the word not too long ago, but my soul longs for him in a dry and thirsty land where there's no water. So go to the word, and I find that what David does is he praises the Lord. He gives him glory and honor. Praise is something that has helped me more than I can say. When I've been down, when I've been angry, praising the Lord can help turn that around. It worked for David, so surely it would work for me and for you. So I encourage you today to praise the Lord in those hard times, in the dark times, in the angry times. Praise the Lord. When the enemy is coming at us, praise the Lord. We've had few minor little catastrophes here this morning, technical difficulties, coffee difficulties, but we praised the Lord through it all, and we just got through it. You know, I get this stage fright, but I praise the Lord, and I get through it. And these have all been, you know, minor things this morning. There are some major things each one of us is going through even right now. There are major things that we don't share with each other. But God knows, and I hope you share them with the Lord. I hope go to him and share with him your pain, your anguish, your anger. I hope that you are just honest with the Lord and say, God, right now, this is not fun. God, right now, I am really angry. I see this thing happening, and I don't like it. And then praise him. Without fail, when I have praised the Lord, when I have remembered him upon my bed, as David did in verse 6, and meditate on him in the night watches, when I meditate on his word, it has never failed to help me, to encourage me, to comfort me, to calm me, whatever it is I have need of in those moments. When I praise him, he provides. There has never been a time that he has left me and my prayer unanswered. Never. And I can say that, and I am one who says no one always or never, but God does. God can always do anything. And God will never leave us nor forsake us, because his word says so. He is our help. Therefore, in the shadow of his wings, we can rejoice. And I hope we do, because he instructs us. Paul shared that with us in 1 Thessalonians 5. He tells us, verse 16 through 18, he says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I tell my people at the nursing home that you can break that down into four simple words. People are like, I don't remember the word. I can't memorize Bible verses. Well, you can remember four words, and you can remember three whole Bible verses by doing so. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Four words. Four words that are instructions for living. Rejoice in the Lord always and evermore. Pray without ceasing. Keep the lines of communication open through the Lord. Because he will also be talking to you when you calm yourself and still yourself. He will speak to you in that still small voice that we read about earlier today. When Elijah was in the wilderness, God was not in the whirlwind. He was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. He was in the whisper, the still small voice. So pray. Keep the lines open. And in everything, give him thanks. Whatever may be happening in that situation, in that circumstance, give him the thanks and the praise, for he is worthy. But then, as we do that, as we cultivate that attitude of gratitude, he provides answers to help us through that situation. It helps us also to turn that situation over to him. His shoulders are a lot bigger than ours are. And so then, when we can unload that onto him, it somehow helps to open our eyes, see the solution that has been before us all along in many cases. So let us do as verse 8 says. Let our souls follow hard after him. Let his right hand uphold us. Because those who seek our soul to destroy it, meaning Satan, the idiot, as Nola Jean says, that idiot who seeks to destroy our souls, he will go into the lower parts of the earth. He is destined for that because the Word of God says so. First, he'll be in a pit for 1,000 years, and then the lake of fire forevermore. That is what he is destined for. That is the destiny of any who would seek to harm the Lord's children. He is our protector. He is our provider. He is our Father God. And a good father takes care of his children, and he is certainly a good father. Hallelujah. Our enemies shall fall by the sword. Not necessarily in David's time, I'm sure that was a literal sword. But today, our enemies fall by the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is living and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Sometimes our enemies come from within ourselves, whether they are born of thoughts the enemy of our souls put there, or thoughts we ourselves cultivate because we believe a lie. When we look at that Word of God and we allow that sharp two-edged sword to cleave between the joint and the marrow and spirit and soul, when we look at that sword, that mirror that God holds to us, it helps us clear away that stuff. It cuts away what is not of God and leaves us pure and whole and stronger than we were. Our enemies shall fall by that sword. Praise the Lord. The king shall rejoice in God. Hallelujah. We are kings. In 1 Peter, he tells us we are kings and priests unto our God. Hallelujah. We are a royal priesthood. Praise you, Lord. So as kings, let us rejoice in our God, that he has made us the head and not the tail. He has brought us above and not beneath. Through our Lord Jesus. Everyone that swears by him shall glory. Everyone who calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. You cannot glory in that. What is there to glory in? We have salvation through the one to whom we have sworn our allegiance. We have glory in him to whom we have given ourselves. And we can only do that because he has already given himself to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that day is coming when the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. First he'll be in the pit. Then he'll be in the lake of fire. But his mouth shall be stopped. What's that song you sing, Noah Jean? Satan, you can roar, but I'm safe inside. We are in the tower of our God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. We can glory in that. We can praise God in that. So even if, as David is here, in the wilderness, even if we are in the wilderness of sorrow, defeat, anguish, anger, whatever the wilderness may be, lack, doubt, whatever the wilderness may be, we can still praise the Lord because he is there with us. And as we praise him, he raises us. He helps us. He strengthens us to give that burden to him. It lightens our load. It helps us look upon him and not the problem. Praise the Lord. Seek him early. Hallelujah. Bless him. Lift up your hands in his name. Let your soul be satisfied. Let your mouth praise him with joyful lips. Remember him in the night as you're going to sleep. Meditate on his word and on all the good things he has done for you. Nola Jean, come on up. Because he is our help. In the shadow of his wings, we can rejoice. When we follow hard after him, his right hand upholds us. So follow hard after him. And the distractions may not be necessarily bad things. Maybe you've got something really good going on in your life, but it is taking time away from time that should be spent with the Lord. Follow hard after him first. Seek him first. And everything you have need of, he'll supply. His right hand will uphold you. And then the one who seeks to destroy your soul, he shall go into the lower parts of the earth. He shall fall by the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we, the kings unto our God, shall rejoice in our God forevermore. So again, I encourage you, praise the Lord evermore. Rejoice in him. Pray without ceasing. Keep those lines of communication open. And daily, 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 hourly, give him thanks. Because this is his will for us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I just praise the Lord. It's a short message, but I believe it was packed full of good things. This is the Word of God. And as we take it in and let it grow, bear fruit, grow, let the seed grow in our hearts. Let it bear fruit, and it will come out, and it will grow forth into the world. And that will generate even more glory and more praise to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's do it. Hallelujah.
Oh God, you are my God, and earnestly I seek you, my soul. Thirsts for you, and my body longs for you. My mouth. will sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your bright
seed bear fruit, Father, that others may come to know your glory, your grace, your peace. In Jesus' holy name, amen.